Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, everybody talks about how horrible Chicago is, and so I'm glad you had a different experience. So I'm going to be talking about family medicine residents. They're not workers, right? Or at least they don't consider themselves to experience any kind of occupational issues or hazards, or they don't have the time to think about it. But so I'm going to talk about an occupational health and safety curriculum for enhancing education for educational enhancement for family medicine residents. I have no disclosures of any kind for this presentation. The underreporting of occupational injuries is a public health problem, and it's known. But the underrecognition of these occupational illnesses and injuries really limits the ability to prevent them from happening. And with this whole shift towards population health, it's becoming more and more important for physicians to be trained to understand the complex interplay of factors that affect worker health. So in the United States, the traditional model for delivering occupational health services is via professionals who have graduate or residency training in occupational medicine or occupational health. But this model is really unable to meet the demand. The Institute of Medicine found that there is a shortage of occupational health professionals, as well as a lack of training in medical schools and residency programs. And workers often rely on their primary care providers to meet their occupational health needs. However, the primary care providers are unable to really meet this demand because they do not have the training, they do not have the time, and they do not have the resources to be able to meet these demands. So I'm presenting work from two pilot studies today, and both of them were funded by the NIOSH Educational Research Center Pilot Research Grant Program at the University of Illinois in Chicago, so I'm grateful for that. And so the first pilot project was, the goal was to identify occupational medicine training needs in family medicine residency training programs. So we wanted to see what they currently do in their residency program related to occupational health, what are the potential facilitators and barriers to implementing an occupational health curriculum for these residents, and identify residency programs that would be interested in working with us to develop such a curriculum. So we conducted focus groups, one focus group actually. We invited all 16 family medicine residency programs in the Chicago area. These are the recognized programs, the accredited programs. So we had a session that lasted for about 2 hours and was audio taped. We had a moderator who guided the discussion where we asked questions about what kind of occupational health training they do right now, what activities they do. Would they be interested in developing an occupational health curriculum and trying to understand what would be the facilitators and barriers to implementing such a curriculum? We only had five residency programs that participated in the focus groups, and I'm happy to say that one of the curriculum coordinators is here today. Thank you for the support. But the group was pretty well represented. We had two university-based programs, including our own program at UIC. We had one private program and two public programs. We had program directors, curriculum coordinators, attending the session. All these residency programs were three-year residency programs, and they had between 5 to 12 residents per year in their program. So when it came to describing what they do for their occupational health training activities, we found that accreditation requirements for the family medicine residency program lists occupational medicine competencies under community medicine. And it's required that they include some training in job-related illness, injury, employee health, and disability determination. However, they do not provide any specific educational objectives or teaching tools or methods for able that could help them achieve these competencies. So most programs do their occupational health activities or trainings during the community block rotation, which is usually about a 1-month rotation. They try and use lectures or grand rounds. You know, it's mostly didactic. They try and focus on OSHA reporting requirements or some case studies, but they really do not have any hands-on or clinical experience component. So they thought that, you know, having a structured occupational health curriculum to address the American Council for Graduate Medical Education and the American Association of Family Physician occupational medicine competencies will be really something that will be useful to them. And 4 out of the 5 programs were interested in working with us to develop such a curriculum. And some of the barriers they thought to implementation of the curriculum was time constraints are huge in residency programs. There are so many competing needs. So they wanted something that would be flexible, that would fit into their schedule. Secondly, they really lack faculty with occupational health expertise. So that's something that we had to fill in for. But the facilitators, what would facilitate implementing such a curriculum would be if we could identify a key trainer for faculty development within their program, then this is something that they could sustain for future. And if we could provide some tools for assessing the clinical practice component of the curriculum, that would be great. And they wanted the curriculum to be case-based, you know, focused on the kinds of cases that residents would see in their practice. So that led to the second pilot study, and so what we did as part of the second one, the objective of this one was to develop and pilot an occupational health curriculum to increase the inclusion of occupational medicine content into the existing family medicine residency training. So for this, you know, there were 2 goals. One is to develop the curriculum based on the ACGME and AAFP recommended guidelines, and to pilot the curriculum among the family medicine residents and to receive their feedback on specifically the format, content, and delivery of the curriculum. So what we did was, we were fortunate enough that 2 of the residency programs in the Chicago area were interested in working with us. So we had community medicine curriculum coordinators from the University of Illinois Chicago, as well as St. Mary's and Elizabeth Medical Center. Like I said, one of them is here today. And we had 2 occupational medicine physicians from UIC. They were both part of the Division of Environmental and Occupational Health Sciences at the School of Public Health. And they actually were the content experts because they had experience in developing and delivering occupational medicine content. So they were instrumental in developing the curriculum. And the modules were then pilot tested among the residents. And at the end of each module, we did a short survey to ask them, you know, what did they think about the usefulness of the content, if they liked the format in which it was delivered. We also interviewed the curriculum coordinators to find out, you know, to discuss potential data points and instruments that we could use to assess the impact of the curriculum. So we developed 3 modules. Oh, sorry. So we developed each 3 modules, and what we did was the modules could be delivered in 2 formats, a 55-minute format and an 80-minute format. This is because the 2 residency programs that we worked with had different timing slots, you know, timing available for delivery of the curriculum. So we were trying to, you know, make it as flexible as possible. So each module, you know, had like a few PowerPoint slides, and then they did a hands-on activity, and it was, you know, mostly case-based. So the 3 modules were Introduction to Workplace Hazards and Occupational Health Resources for Prevention and Treatment of Occupational Illnesses and Injuries. So for this, you know, the residents basically did an activity on how to get an occupational history and how to use resources such as a material safety data sheet to find out more about a chemical exposure, you know, in their patient. The second module was managing return to work, and this, I think, was the most important one for the residents. So the module focused on how to write work restrictions. You know, how do you send a worker back to work after they're injured? What is the protocol that you would follow? How would you determine disability? You know, those were some of the key things that we addressed in this. And then the third module focused on specific occupational diseases. So we did occupational lung diseases, so it had 2 sub-modules. One was an occupational lung diseases where we did case studies from the American Thoracic Society, and then we had occupational skin diseases where we had a number of pictures of different kinds of occupational dermatitis, and then, you know, of what would cause these this kind of dermatitis in the patients. Each module was delivered at least three times between the two residency programs. We had an overall 60 residents enrolled in the program at that point in time. 48 of the residents attended at least one of these sessions. We had 2 to 5 faculty members attending each session, and this included the curriculum coordinators. Overall, you know, at the end of each session, the residents, 98 to 100% of the residents rated the modules as very useful. 100% of the residents wanted occupational health to be included in their training. They thought it was important to them. And the case study discussions were rated as the most useful part of the curriculum. So when it came to what they thought, you know, would improve the, you know, the content or the delivery of the modules, you know, the residents felt that having a data bank of case studies would ensure variety, so we're not doing the same cases each time. And then, you know, residents are really strapped for time, and they wouldn't mind spending some time doing some self-study. So if we could develop some kind of like an online component and in-class, that would, you know, facilitate with the implementation or smoother implementation or integration of the curriculum in the into the program. And then we have this discussion about, you know, initially we thought that the curriculum coordinators would be the best people to train, you know, as part of, you know, to kind of like for future delivery of the curriculum. But during, you know, the pilot, we found that the discussions regarding the cases were so deep and, you know, deeply embedded in medicine that, you know, we needed an attending physician to be involved. And so the residency programs, you know, jumped up and said, you know, we're willing to identify one or two faculty members, you know, attending physicians who would be interested in receiving this training as well. So that would be a more sustainable, you know, train-the-trainer model. And when it came to what kind of, you know, outcomes we could, you know, knowledge and skill outcomes we could evaluate to assess the impact of the curriculum, the curriculum coordinators thought that having a clinical component to the training would be really important, like maybe a standardized patient module, or if the residents could get an opportunity to observe an occupational health clinic or participate in an occupational health clinic, that would be really helpful. And then, you know, one of the residency programs here, and that is from Presence Health, St. Mary, Lisa, was excited and she said, you know what, I can make it work maybe. You know, we could add a few occupational history screening questions to our electronic medical record to, you know, make it upfront for physicians to be able to identify an occupational injury. So our study had limitations, both the pilot projects. You know, we only worked with 2 residency programs. First of all, we just had 5 family medicine residency programs participate in the focus groups. And we only had 2 family medicine residency programs participate in the pilot, and they're only based in the Chicago area. So, you know, when it comes to generalizability of the results, it is a little limited. We did not look at any specific knowledge, skill, or behavior changes among the residents because it was just a 1-year pilot project and we, you know, didn't have the ability to do that in that time frame. However, what we did conclude is that the occupational health curriculum can fill an important training gap in these residency programs and can enhance occupational medicine training for, you know, primary care providers. And we also found that there are opportunities in the current residency training programs for inserting such a curriculum. In fact, the Society for Teachers in Family Medicine, STFM, is this, you know, overall body that, you know, governs the development of curriculum for residents, family medicine residents, and they are really interested in this adopting this curriculum as well. But for that, we need to do a larger implementation study to understand the impact of the curriculum before we can get to that level. But there were like 2 important lessons that I learned from these 2 pilot studies. And the first one was that residents are not like regular students. And I teach in the School of Public Health, and the way I teach my students, I really cannot teach the residents that way. And that's something that I did not have experience with. So over the summer, this past summer, I took some classes with the Department of Medical Education at UIC, and they're a great group of people, and just to understand how do these residents learn, how do we build cases, and it was very interesting and fascinating for me to see that side of it. So that's something that, you know, I would like to bring to, you know, to make changes to this curriculum. The second thing is that residents really don't have time. They really don't have time. And 1 hour is not enough for us to be able to teach occupational health, or even 4 or 5 hours. In order to make it more interesting and more accessible to them, maybe we need to think of something more innovative, use some kind of mobile technology, some web-based applications to kind of make this curriculum more accessible to them. So that's the second thing. So with that in mind, what we're doing right now is applying to a foundation and working with the Department of Medical Education as well as the Graduate Medical Education Program at UIC that already has kind of a web-based platform for delivering some training. But we'll be applying for that funding, and then also looking at the next step is, you know, once we develop this new curriculum or enhance this curriculum, can we do a train-the-trainer model of delivery of the curriculum? So that's where we are. I would like to acknowledge a few people here, Dr. Susan Buchanan and Dr. Linda Forrest, who were the occupational medicine physicians who were responsible for most of the content in the curriculum. Lisa Stevak and Maureen Geck, the curriculum coordinators at St. Mary's and at UIC. Thank you for all your support, without which this wouldn't have been possible. And my mentor, Dr. Lorraine Conroy, for her support and her belief in me that this is important work, and she's here today supporting me as well. So thank you so much.